were taken. They were replaced, and on paperwork, court paperwork, they said that I wasn't notified because I couldn't be reached, which is not true. And they moved my daughters from the aunt's house to a cousin on their father's side without notifying me first. And
okay, technically, let me answer that question. Technically, they shouldn't be moving your children without you being noticed.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I got a lot of calls in the queue, so let's try to be succinct. What did you want to tell me?
Okay, well, first off, I wanted to know, is it okay for them, for DCFS, to move your children? Because after my daughters were taken, they were replaced, and on paperwork, court paperwork, they said that I wasn't notified because I couldn't be reached, which is not true. And they moved my daughters from the aunt's house to a cousin on their father's side without notifying me first. And
okay, technically, let me answer that question. Technically, they shouldn't be moving your children without you being noticed so that you have the opportunity to appear and put input into the situation. I'm not surprised that they do that. Generally speaking, in my personal experience, DCFS is not good with noticing. For certain types of hearings. What I would do is I would talk to your attorney. If you want the child or the children moved back to the previous relative placement, you're going to have to go to court and request that. And
I spoke with my public defender at that time and told them, but then they changed my public defender again.
Okay, well, tell the current attorney that you have.
This is like 2 years ago. They keep telling me that that's in the past, and it's like, first off, If it's under false allegations and I have proof of my prescriptions, shouldn't the whole case be tossed out?
Well, here's the thing, and I just did a video about that and they're editing it. You are in what's called module 2 or 3. You can't go back to module 1 and argue the
truth. That's what they keep saying.
Yeah, and that's true.
Every time I asked for a change, they kept changing my attorney.
Well, Jennifer, I'm not sure I don't know what to say about that, but it sounds your problem or your situation is a little bit more complex. Why don't you give me a call on Monday at my office and we can speak in detail about your situation? 888-888-6582. Call me and I'll give you a free consultation, okay?
Okay, and who do I ask for?
You ask for me, Vince Davis.
Okay.
Thanks, Jennifer. Okay, let's take the next person in the queue, Jana from Los Angeles.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Jana. Hello. This is Attorney Davis. Did you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
I have a few questions with a piece of story, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I have been fighting the system since my oldest daughter is 14 years old, since she was I have a family member continuously.
I can't hear you. Your sound is going in and out like you're moving your mouth away from the speaker.
Okay,
there you go.
They've been picking up several times. I've gotten them back each time. Mm-hmm. They came to my house last year 4 times and found nothing. Again, I have one specific person that calls on me since 14 years now, all the time. So the last time they came, I told them to get a warrant, not that way, and so I pissed them off, and now I'm in this position again. Currently, I am definitely absolutely wrong, but I am completely defiant against the court. I haven't done anything that they've required. I'm very angry. I'm livid. Let me elaborate just a little more quickly. They took my 8-year-old son. They used against me all of my past cases. I explained to the judge that you guys asked me to do stuff, and I've completed everything you've asked, and I need you guys to leave me alone at this point. I changed when you asked, and that should be it. Now, they come to my house every fucking 2 months. Excuse me.
Jana, are you still there? Jana, you know, I understand that you have some problems with the system. And, you know, you can give me a call because I've been doing this many, many years. Give me a call at my office and we'll discuss your issues. It's 888-888-6582. Okay, let's take the next caller in the queue. I'd like to speak to Robin in Buena Park.
Hi,
Robin.
Hi, Mr. Davis. How are you?
Good. How are you? Did you have a story to tell or a question to ask?
I have a story to tell, and maybe you can guide me. My granddaughter gave birth to my great-granddaughter in November. The day she was released from the hospital, before we even got home, social services was at our door. We invited them in. They have they basically got her on neglect. My question is, where's the neglect? She just barely got out of the hospital.
That's a good point. But mistake number one is inviting them into your home if they don't have a warrant, right?
Okay.
So,
well, I try and cooperate, which was, okay, you're right. My bad.
No.
I shouldn't have done that.
Don't cooperate. It's time to lawyer up. You know, so many people try to resolve these things thinking, well, I'm doing the right thing. I'm being honest. It'll all work out. Unfortunately, in many cases, that doesn't happen.
I don't think this is happening. Social workers not complying with judge's orders, mm-hmm. which is she's supposed to get my granddaughter into a drug program. Mm-hmm. She was doing drugs during her pregnancy, yes. Okay, but she was clean when she gave birth.
Oh.
Not to any help of the doctor or anyone else.
Well, if that's the case, they don't have the evidence to take the child away from her.
Well, during her pregnancy, she did have a couple duty tests, although she was unaware they were drug testing her.
The social worker was drug testing her?
No, the doctor was.
Okay.
And I think that's where the whole thing stemmed from, was the doctor's office.
Well, let me ask you something.
From reading.
The child was removed from the mother. Did they place the child with a relative like you?
No, they refused to place the child with a relative with me. Okay, she is with an aunt, a great aunt.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't place the baby with me because of the fact that I allowed the mother to do drugs, which was not
even
the case. Yeah. I denied the fact.
Right. Well, let me do this. How long has the case been open?
Baby was born 11/2/11/4 is when the case was opened.
Is that 2019?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you know if the dispositional hearing has been completed?
I don't believe so. She went, they took the baby December 26th. They came to the door with a warrant because she has a drug patch.
Mm-hmm.
On, and she'd been doing urine tests and the patch test, and came back with like 13 something of methamphetamine or amphetamines.
Well, is this case
she
in Orange?
She hasn't done anything.
Is this a case in
Orange County?
Yeah, they use that drug patch, and it's inherently unreliable, in my humble opinion. Listen, I want you to have the mother call me, the mother of the child. I'll give her a free consultation, and I'll tell her what she needs to do to get this child back. My telephone number.
Okay, well, she's supposed to go into a drug program tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Court ordered, but it's the social worker was supposed to do stuff to get her into a program where the baby can go with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's totally 100% willing to do this.
Well, let me ask you something. Did the criminal court or the juvenile court allegedly order her into a drug program?
It would have been the children's court.
Okay, because the judge doesn't have jurisdiction to do that, right now. But unless she wants to do it and she, you know, just submitted to that order.
Well, she's willing to do it if that means she's going to get her child back.
Yeah, that's a great way to get the child back in a drug case is go into a live-in program. It's hard to lose at the dispositional hearing if you're in a drug program and the program will allow your child to come live at the program with you. So that, okay. You know, that's a good strategy.
But right now they won't. This is just, it's a program. It's a transitional program. So she'll go to this program and then they're going to transition her over to another 18-month program. It's like, okay, so why bother? Why don't you wait until you can get into a program?
Yeah, it has to do with some, you know, screwy funding rules, I think. But she can just go into a live-in drug program right now. She can find mm-hmm. one. There are plenty in, you know, Orange County. There are plenty in South L.A. County. She can find one and go
into
They won't let her go
into L.A. County.
There's no such thing as they won't let her. That's not the law. It might be the social worker's rule or perception or, you know, what they
uh-huh,
want.
It is.
What they want, but she can go into a program in Los Angeles County.
Okay, I'm going to have her call you tomorrow morning.
Okay.
What time is your? Are you in your office?
Oh, she can call. She can call anytime. The office opens at 7 a.m. I'm not necessarily there at 7 a.m. But
okay.
Give me a call. They'll connect us, or they'll take a message, and I'll get back. 888-888-6582. 888-888-6582.
Good deal.
And listen, Robin.
And I'm going to have her, because she's supposed to go into a drug program tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. I told her she needed to get a hold of her attorney because she's getting the shaft. I'm sorry.
Okay, Robin. Thank you for calling. Keep listening. I got to take a break from pay some bills, okay? This is Attorney Vince Davis. Keep listening. We'll be back.